The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then, good morning, everyone, or good day. Welcome. And one of the things that I delight in and somehow find myself re-delighted, maybe surprised almost, when I sit down to meditate, is the regularity of meditation, the continuity of it, the way that meditating regularly creates a kind of both a rhythm of meditation, but also a sense of continuity. Sometimes felt like a momentum, sometimes felt like a homecoming, sometimes feeling like ongoing inspiration, but this ongoingness. So it's not just this particular meditation, but it's the stream of meditation. It's just being in a stream or a river of something flowing that continues day after day, or month after month, year after year, decade after decades for some of us. So I'm delighted to be here and be in this meditation posture of mine. And maybe some of you, if you're able, if you have been meditating on a regular basis, maybe you too will feel that the delight or the inspiration or of that momentum. To go along with the talk I'm going to give today, I'd like to suggest an exercise, mindfulness exercise, and if it's too busy and goes against the, makes you more agitated than peaceful, you're welcome to put it aside. But the exercise is when you find yourself, when you're mindful of anything, very lightly, with a kind of light, open, general touch, without making it a lot of work or anything, kind of ask yourself, if I keep doing this, what is the consequence? Is this consequence beneficial for me or not? Is it a healthy consequence or not? Maybe not so much in the final results, but just like on the ongoing doing of it, does it feel like it's a good thing to do? And whatever answer you get, you don't think about it or analyze it. And if it's not obvious, just continue what you're doing. But ask periodically. It's particularly relevant if you get pulled into the world of thoughts. Is if I continue in this realm of thinking, is this going to lead to a good result? Or in and of itself, does it feel like it's a useful thing or healthy to be involved this way? Or is it more beneficial for now, more healthy, to come back into the meditation, to shift the attention out of the world of thinking and thoughts and concerns, to hear, to let something here be known, be settled, be connected? And I know in my meditation often, after sitting for a few minutes, it's quite common to kind of see, recognize a shift where I've been thinking somewhat, and then I say, that's not, sometimes my system feels, that's not the place to be. And I'll settle back and settle in to be connected to something that's deeper or fuller or much more beneficial. Even if I'm thinking about good things, it's so much better to come to this healing place, settling place, calming place of meditation for these minutes. So taking assuming a meditative posture and lowering your gaze, relaxing your gaze, letting your eyeballs kind of rest in their eyes. And if it's comfortable, you can close your eyes. And in a way that is calming, a calm way of doing it, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, calmly relax, soften, gentle your body. And then calmly return to an ordinary way of breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And as you exhale, relaxing parts of your body, maybe a global relaxation of the whole body, relaxing with the weight of the body into the surface that's holding your body up from your seat, your cushion, your bed, whatever it might be. And maybe as you exhale, relaxing your belly. There too, maybe allowing the weight of the belly. As you relax the belly, the weight can gently settle down to a good foundation for the rest of the torso. On the exhale, relaxing the chest, the heart center. And if there's tension or ache in that area, soften around it. It's okay for it to be there for now. Just hold it gently, softly. See if you can be relaxed about it being there. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders, releasing them to the pull of gravity. And on the exhale, to soften the muscles of the face. Maybe letting the lips be slightly apart. The teeth may be slightly apart so that the jaw relaxes. And softening the forehead and around the eyes. And on the exhale, relaxing the mind. Whatever tension, pressure, heaviness there might be associated with thinking. Tension in the forehead, in the brain, temple area, maybe the jaw, whatever physical tension is associated with thinking, as you exhale, relax, releasing the mind from tension. And then settling yourself into your breathing, shifting away from thoughts and concerns into an embodiment where you are present, attending, accompanying the body breathing. In whatever way you're using your attention, whatever gets the focus of attention, does it feel healthy for you to do so the way you're doing it? Is it in some way that feels beneficial? If it doesn't feel healthy or beneficial, how you're being attentive, or what your attention is going towards, see if you can shift it to something healthy, to a useful way of paying attention, to a useful thing to focus on, and hopefully something like the body breathing, is a useful place to attend. And if not, then maybe sounds. Here, now. As we come to the end of this sitting, you might, with your mind's eye, turn your gaze outward into your world of communities you know, communities you're part of, out across the lands. And as you bring these to mind, and in a sense gazing out upon the world, in that gaze, in that awareness, is there any anxiety or fear that feels not healthy or beneficial? And can you shift that to gazing from a place of feeling secure, confident? As you gaze out upon the world, is there any sense that the gaze is influenced by aversion, irritation, frustration? And if there is, can you shift it to something that's healthier? Shift it to a gaze that's informed by kindness, compassion, care for others. And if the gaze out upon the world seems to be filtered through desires, ambitions, wanting something for oneself, can you shift it to something that maybe feels more healthy or wholesome? Perhaps a gaze of generosity, goodwill. And perhaps at the end of a session of meditation, you're a little bit better able to notice the ways in which we are aware of, and to shift it from something that feels beneficial, not beneficial, to beneficial, not healthy to healthy, unwholesome to wholesome. And in this way, maybe we can dedicate the benefit of the meditation out into the world for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May any way that we benefited for today, from sitting and meditating together, may it spread out from this meditation community out into the wider world for the happiness, the welfare of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.